Second Chronicles chapter 13. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah began the war with an army of men of war, 400,000 chosen men. And Jeroboam set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, mighty men of valor. And Abijah stood up on the top of Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that Jehovah the God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? But Jeroboam the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his Lord. And vain men, sons of Belial, gathered to him and strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. And Rehoboam was young and faint-hearted, and did not show himself strong against them. And now ye think to show yourselves strong against the kingdom of Jehovah in the hands of the sons of David. And ye are a great multitude, and ye have with you the golden calves that Jeroboam made you for gods. Have ye not cast out the priests of Jehovah, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and made you priests as the peoples of the lands? Whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bullock and 7 rams, he becomes a priest of what is not God. But as for us, Jehovah is our God, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests that serve Jehovah are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites are at their work. And they burn to Jehovah every morning and every evening burnt offerings and sweet incense. The loaves also are set in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with its lamps to burn every evening. For we keep the charge of Jehovah our God, but ye have forsaken him. And behold, we have God with us at our hand, and his priests, and the loud-sounding trumpets to sound an alarm against you. Children of Israel, do not fight with Jehovah the God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind them, and they were before Judah, and the ambush behind them. And Judah looked back, and behold, they had the battle in front and behind. And they cried to Jehovah, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. And the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. And there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. And the children of Israel were humbled at that time. And the children of Judah were strengthened, because they relied upon Jehovah the God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel with its dependent villages, and Jeshanah with its dependent villages, and Ephron with its dependent villages. And Jeroboam did not recover strength again in the days of Abijah. And Jehovah smote him, and he died. But Abijah strengthened himself, and took 14 wives, and begot 22 sons and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways and his sayings, are written in the treatise of the prophet Iddo.